Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I'm glad you dropped by. Yeah, it's been an interesting techie week this week, and we're going to have a really, really neat program for you today. So hang in there, stay tuned, you're going to like it. Now let me say right off the bat that we are proud to welcome our new sponsor, GoToMyPC, which of course is a Citrix product. And as I pointed out last week on the podcast, I'm a Citrix administrator at work. That's one of my primary responsibilities. And I know they make really awesome products. And with GoToMyPC, I mean, really, it's almost a no-brainer, because look at it this way. All your critical information might be on your office PC. You want to be able to work from home or while traveling. You need to copy files to disk. You need to email documents. You need to sync up your laptop. Oh, man, what a hassle that is. But listen, there's a better way. With GoToMyPC, you've got the easiest way to access anything on your PC from anywhere. All you need is internet access. Setup takes just a few minutes. You log on with your own secure username and password at GoToMyPC.com, and you see and control your computer from anywhere. So listen, use GoToMyPC. You'll discover the power and freedom of the web-based remote access that it gives you, and you can try it free right now for 30 days with absolutely unlimited access. Now listen, to take advantage of this special offer, just go to mypc.com/podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. That's go to mypc.com/podcast. Try GoToMyPC today. You are going to like it. And of course, we really appreciate them being sponsors here of Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, the podcast. We've also got Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, the video cast. And I just today finished up a new video cast for you. And it's really cool. I'd encourage you to go over there and see it. We've got some neat video geek culture for you on the video cast. And of course, you can get that at drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Go on over there and enjoy it. It's going to be fun. Now, today as I record this is April the 7th, a Saturday. And of course, this, amazingly enough, is podcast number 83. Last week was 82, the $2 pistol edition. This week is number 83. Wow. So there you go. Now, like I said, oh man, I got so many good things to say. First of all, let me remind you that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Oh boy, you know if it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, and the Tech Podcast Network. And like I said last week, whoa, TechPodcast.com 2.0 has been released. Go check it out. And the Tech Podcast Roundtable that we did last week, the doctor is actually on that video as well. So check that out. That's pretty cool too. So lots of good stuff over at TechPodcast.com. Ooh boy, you'll enjoy it. Listen, we got some cool stuff. Let me play something for you that I think you're going to like. You know, every week I try to find some geek culture, and sometimes it's harder than other times. This one I actually had to scour the web for, but it was really kind of cool. It's actually a parody song, and it's based on the tune of Under the Sea. You remember the Disney movie with the Little Mermaid? Under the Sea. You know that song? Yeah, well, this is a parody of that tune, using that tune, but it's called Mend My PC. Okay, I think you get the idea. Let's listen to it. I think you're gonna like it.
The C drive, it fill up faster. If you got a DSL, you're downloading lots of good stuff. You're downloading crap as well. You don't need all that you're keeping, but you're still downloading more. the computer, it stopped working. That's when you knock at my door. Mend my PC. Mend my PC. I is not joking, thing is broken, fix it for me. Now it is saying lots of bull. What does it mean, my hard drive full? Here's what you do, man, put in a new one, mend my PC. You've taken apart your hard disk to see if there's more free space. You lost the screws from the hard disk, now it need to be replaced. The new one they send it hard up, you do not know where to put. One day when the thing don't start up, the boot's on the other foot. Mend my PC, mend my PC. Cause I'm unable to plug in a cable, do it for me. Don't make me feel like I'm a jerk, just mend my PC and make it work. I has been suckered, yes it is buggered, mend my PC.
Mend my PC.
Mend my PC.
Mend my PC.
I have been striving to put a new drive in so fruitlessly.
Fruitlessly, hee.
Plug in the cable I got here. There on the table is your beer. Stop with your smirking, just get it working. Mend my PC.
The hard disk, it stopped, the floppy disk flop, the cooling fan hot, the memory forgot, the PCI fried, the CPU too, the mouse in the house it moan. The CD don't roam, the cable is gone, the monitor dead, the drive lost its head, the sound card come out, the boot is kaput, and all that fuse has blown. Mend my PC, mend my PC. And when the C drive come back alive, it's music to me. I hear that spinning, whining sound. I know the hard disk going round. Turn the machine on, oh look the screen on, mend my PC. Now it is booting, the computer's computing, mend my PC. Now he is rocking, it's time to log in. Come on you loser, type in the user. Time to start cheering and go get the beer in mended PC.
Does that sound familiar to anybody? It sure does to me. I can't tell you how many times I've had people tell me, Dr. Bill, please help me fix my computer, the hard drive is full. I had one recently that was really interesting. The hard drive on this PC was so full that the guy told me, he says, I don't know what I can do. It's full. I said, well, why don't you try deleting some files? He said, I tried to delete files, but Windows said, please free up space. I can't delete any files. The only thing I can figure, assuming that he's right, is that maybe it was trying to put it in the recycle bin, and since there was no space, it couldn't put it in the recycle bin, so he was really stuck. Anyway, users, you gotta love them, I guess. Anyway, let's go to the news of the week from the blog. The blog, you ask? Yes, of course, the blog that is at thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Or as I've been telling you, a shortcut method now is drbill.cc, which of course stands for Computer Curmudgeon. Everybody knows CC at the end of an extension on the URL stands for Computer Curmudgeon, right? Right. Anyway, drbill.cc will take you to the blog that I am talking about. And the first item we want to talk about is that Microsoft has finally released an emergency fix for the animated cursor exploit. Now, this was a zero-day exploit that we talked about before. And it is a mean one, okay? But they did finally release that emergency fix for it, so I'd encourage you to get that, download it, and use it, because it will be a good thing. Well, it's time for the Geek Software of the Week, and this week's Geek Software of the Week is very unusual. I know I've done this recently, before, but amazingly enough, this Geek Software of the Week is not free. Most of my Geek Software of the Weeks are free. They're usually open source. This one is not. It is shareware. You can download it, you can try it, you can use it, but you need to pay for it. But it's very inexpensive. It's only $29.95. And you say, well, what in the world am I going to pay $29.95 for that's going to be worth that? Believe me, this is one of them. If you play with media files very much. Now, you've heard me talk about MP3s and the issues with patents and all those kinds of things and how we really need to start using OGG files, OGG Vorbis. Well, all of these different kinds of files have tags in them. And those tags are ID3 tags, okay? All the different file formats use a tag that allows you to embed information within the file. But it seems like every single file type has a different tag editor for that file. Now, there's a really nice one that I've recommended before. It's called MP3 Tag Tools, and it is open source and it is free, but it's designed for MP3s. It won't work on MP4s, it won't work on WMVs, it won't work on OGG files, and so on and so on and so on. But this file, the Geek Software of the Week, Tag and Rename, this thing rocks. Now, what kind of tags does it handle? Well, listen to this. ID3 version 1, ID3 version 2.2, ID3 version 2.3, ID3 version 2.4, MusePack MC, MPC, MP+, 8 version 1, 8 version 2, and ID3 V1 tags. Windows Media WMA, ASF, WMV files, OGG Vorbis, FLAC, Speaks, Vorbis Comments, Apple iTunes, iPod AC, M4A files, including MP4, lossless M4A, and protected MP4 files, most popular lossless codecs, including Monkeys Audio, FLAC, WavePack, Optum Frog, True Audio, Apple, Windows Media, lossless, and Wave. Wow. Now, that's a lot of different things. And it does more than just edit the tags. You can manually edit each file's tag. You can do whole groups of files at a time. You can automatically fix and complete file tags using the FreeDB database. And on and on and on. I mean, I'd be naming features. For $29.95, this thing absolutely rocks. So I really encourage you, this week's Geek Software of the Week is Tag and Rename. When you're looking for a tool like this, like I was, to do the podcast and all the different formats, this thing saves the day. So $29.95 was nothing for the features that it had. All right, enough of that. Next item, another update to DuraCaster. Now, I know we had one recently. I just talked about it last week, but Henry has done it again. One of the things that was introduced in the last version was the ability to basically only pull a file type specifically that you want from a directory of media files. So like if you just wanted MP4s, you could put a question mark FT equals sign MP4 and only see the MP4s. Well, the thing about it is that also allowed you, if you were sneaky, to try to look for other file types that might be in there. So what Henry did is he put a little test in there to make sure that the people looking for various file types could only use files that were in the official list of SF types that you specify in the file. So it's just a nice little extra, you know, test to make sure that you can only look for files that you want people to look for. So we called it version 9A. Since it wasn't a new feature, but it was kind of not quite a bug fix either. It was almost like a little bit of a feature and a little bit of a bug fix. So, you know, if you're using 9, I would encourage you to go ahead and go to 9A, but 9 is still cool. It's not a security issue. You can't use it to do anything, you know, insecure, shall we say. But go ahead and get 9A. I think you really like it. All right. Next item. Oh man, history has been made. Oh, yes, I got a computer virus. I talk about this on the video netcast this week as well and grumble about it a little bit, and I'm still not over it. But the thing is, I have gone 28 years working with computers and have never had a virus infection. Now, 28 years, that's got to be some kind of good record, wouldn't you say? And why is that? Because I've been safe all that time. I always practice safe computing. I don't click on attachments. I don't download wares from ware sites. All these totally crazy things. You know, like the guy was saying in the song there, you know, his hard drive is filling up with all the junky downloads. I'm very careful about what I do online. But you say, well, then how did you get infected? Well, here's what happened. I just simply went to a website. I was at work. I hit the web. I was doing some searches for some things, and I just simply went to a website. I didn't download anything. I didn't click on anything. But as soon as I hit the website, my PC was like, alert, alert, and the infections just started. Boom, 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 122 files were infected in just a split second. But good news is Sophos Antivirus, which is an antivirus that we now use at work, cleaned them right up. Didn't quarantine them, didn't have to. It cleaned them, fixed everything right up, and it was just like nothing had happened. So it was good, but it was also embarrassing. But it's also frustrating because literally I didn't do anything wrong. I simply went to a website. And that's what's irritating to me. That's why I'm frustrated by it, because it's gotten to the point that even the, shall we say, more aware user of computers, like myself, can get a virus infection by simply doing something like going to a website. Nothing else. Nothing untoward, but just going to the website. So, I'm using this as a warning to you. Make sure you have a good antivirus. Make sure it is up to date. If you're looking for one, you can't afford one. Like they always talk about lawyers. If you don't have a lawyer, one will be appointed to you. Well, if you can't afford an antivirus, go out and get AVG, because it is free. You can get it by going to free.grisoft.com, free.grisoft.com, and you can download a free antivirus, an excellent free antivirus. So I encourage you to do that. All right. Next item, WEP is dead. Long live WAP. Now you might say, Dr. Bill, I'm not sure I'm understanding you. No, WEP, if you're used to dealing with wireless routers, you know about WEP, probably. WEP is Wired Equivalent to Privacy, and it is available on most